Hello, I'm Kate Hart. I'm going to read the editor's column from Christopher Swan, and it starts with a short poem by Evelyn Waugh. Every Englishman abroad, until it is proved to the contrary, likes to consider himself a traveller and not a tourist. With the breath of the bulletin's deadline in my wings, I departed in haste for France to spend 2 weeks amidst the vineyards of Provence. On arrival at the large restored medieval mill, which is our place of rest, we found that Orange, the telecoms giant, not the fruit, had managed to sever all our links with the outside world. This led to the disturbing sight of a guest squatting at the bottom of the stairs, staring woefully at the Wi-Fi box, in the vain hope that by sheer willpower alone, the internet would magically reappear. As the calm of enforced idleness descended, another guest, who describes herself as an ex-salad lady of the Bensington Society, told me of the stories she hears from those Bensonites she ferries to hospital and appointments and so forth, and it occurred to me, as I gazed out over the swimming pool and the olive trees beyond, that an oral history of the village would be an interesting idea. Peter Clark and Janet Burt do a sterling job reminding us of Benson's past, but it would be nice to have some other voices to enlarge the picture of Benson as it was. It doesn't need to be stressful. The stories can be recorded on mobile phones and the files emailed so that I can transcribe or collate the material as and when it arrives. It is a rosé-filled thought, bought, of course, from the local hypermarket. I think the word hyper is appropriate. The stores are so highly stocked, it is as though they await Napoleon and his army in search of a good rapacious lunch. And boy, are they going to drink a lot. There is enough alcohol on the shelves to fuel most of Oxfordshire for some months. The French are also mad about tins and any condiment, except strangely pickle, and seem to eat lots and lots of meat. Some of their trolleys were so full of calories they seemed an epiphany to the expanding waistline. So, from a haze of grape and lavender, I wish all our readers well as we march inexorably on into the hinterland of autumn and the approaching chill of winter, hopefully leavened by punch, presents and good cheer. And another poem written by Anon, just before the death of flowers and before they are buried in snow, there comes a festival season when nature is all aglow.